Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Archayim Cheli Beis Simon Yitzayin, Archayim Cheli Beis Simon Yitzayin, regarding Sidurim and Svarim that are printed on Shabbos, or the paper is printed on Shabbos, are you allowed to use them? So Rav Moshe thinks, aside from the potential Maisa Shabbos ramifications, even beyond that, he writes that since there was an Avera Chamura of Chilul Shabbos done on these Sidurim, even if it's done by non-Jewish workers, that's a Chil Shabbos v'Ferhesya, K'kofer v'Briyas Olam, Chil Shem Shemayim, V'usim L'Dvar Mitzvah, Koshekei L'Tzvila, and therefore, Ein Kategor Nasesa Negor, and if you daven from such a Siddur, your Tfilos will not be Niskabel.
Even if a non-Jew prints it on Shabbos?
Even if a non-Jew prints it on Shabbos.
He's allowed to.
He's doing for me.
I think that we're talking about a Jewish company that employs non-Jewish workers.
Oh, okay.
So the fact that there is a process of Sidurim being printed on Shabbos, even if you have non-Jewish workers doing the job, creates a chilul and that is not to be condoned. Rav Moshe has another tshuva that we should note. Arachayim chelik aleph simen kuf kaf vav. This is from his Luban days in the early 30s, where the way he describes it, I think we quoted this tshuva when we were learning Hilchas Nida last year. But for the Shabbos element here, the Maisa Shahaya Kachaya was apparently under the communists in Luban, Rav Moshe was able to arrange for a functioning mikvah. However, the mikvah was only open on Friday night and was heated up by a Jewish balan. So the only way that anyone could ever use this mikvah would be to go to the mikvah on Friday night where the water was heated up by a Jew. Obviously, a shas at Chag Gadol, because otherwise there was no possibility of using a mikvah. So Rav Moshe there suggests that in as much as the general orientation of Maisa Shabbos is one of an Isser Hanah. That's what we explained previously, that even if it's formulated as an Isser Achila, Achila really means a broad kind of Achila that is Hanah, the normal way of using this object. So in the context of Bishul, it may be Achila. In the context of other Malachas, it may be usage or Hanah. But since, in a sense, the nature, the orientation of Maisa Shabbos is Isuri Hanah, that's clear in Yochanan Sandler, who learns it out from the Hekesh, and he thinks it's true lalach as well for the other Tanaim that disagree. So Moshe comes up with the following chiddush, that mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. So if the only reason that you are benefiting from the Maisa Shabbos is for the performance of a mitzvah, then we're b'shas hatrak, you could be mako on the Maisa Shabbos element. That may be tali and machlokas rishonim in a couple sugyas, Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaf Ches, where it sounds like the Gemara has over there that if you're noder min amayin, then you can only be tovel tefillah shel mitzvah in the winter, not in the summer, because in the summer you have hanas haguf. Well, he points out there's a Rashba there that when all the dust settles, sounds like even if you do derive physical hana from a mitzvah, if it's for the purpose of a mitzvah, we still say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu. That's the Moshe's chiddush in the extreme shas al chag situation he faced under communist Russia to allow going to a mikveh heated up by a Jewish balan on Friday night.
Sorry, the problem was that they couldn't use mikveh during the week?
Correct. Okay. It was only, whatever the story was, it was only allowed to be open on Friday night, and only with the, I don't know if that was a communist way of trying to make things difficult even their concession, but that's how he presents the shaila. Okay. Yeah.
But more than just the Lentai Hanah, don't we say it's also Gzera Atu Shogi, meaning there's
Hanav, there's
also
Xer. It's a Knas. But he's saying the orientation or the flavor of that knas is, it manifests itself through an Isser Hana. So you could bifurcate and say Mitzvah Lihana Snenah. So the only Hana you're getting for the purpose of the Mitzvah, then Mitzvah Lihana Snenah, we're not worried about Mitzvah Shabbos.
Even though Rabbi Meir is more Machmer than Rabbi Meir, meaning it's an act. It's not just Rabbi Meizid, it's also the Olam.
Right.
It's an act. It was just Rabbi Meir, and then you could say the Meizid is Hana.
Okay, Awi could also be Sabbath Kamer Meir, which has a fact as well. But even so, that's how he presents it. Ayin Shah. Yeah.
How do you deal with the physical
Hana? So there's a Rashba that he quotes that where the physical Hana is secondary, even if it exists, then it's still mutter, and you still say Mrs. Lav Lihanas Nidim. Rashba in the Darim Daf Tes Vav. Okay. The big Maisa Shabbos question, Halacha L'Maisa, and other ancillary issues as well, relates to using electricity in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos, where the electrical plants are manned by Jews throughout Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish writes famously in Simen Lamed Ches Os Dalet, in Nasa b'tachana tachashmal b'shabis ayidei Yisrael she'en b'shamer Shabbaso, if you have electricity that is produced on Shabbos by a Jew, also lihanes yimenu, you're not allowed to benefit from that electricity. V'afim hu ba'ofen she'yesh heter b'shimush amin adin, even a situation in which you could construct a heter, we'll talk about what those possible situations would be, but even if you could get out of the technical Maisa Shabbos problem, Asur l'shamish bo v'nei sheyesh b'shimusho chil Hashem she'eino chas l'chvod shemayim, that even if you get around the technical Maisa Shabbos problems, but there's a broader issue of chil Hashem, that you're not being chas l'chvod shemayim, because we're talking about this public work that is open on Shabbos and people are doing melachos b'mered, and then you might have mei chas v'shalom that you don't care about chil Shabbos. Yehi rave sheyashuvu b'tshuva shlema b'mehera. So writes the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish says even if you could get out of the Maisa Shabbos problem, there's still an issue of chilul Hashem. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Halperin, who was the head of the Falk Schlesinger Institute for Medical Halachic Research at Shari Tzedek for many years, prolific author of many medical and technological works. In the first volume of his tshuva, Ma'aseh Choshev, which I had in mind to bring with me today, but I forgot, Ma'aseh Choshev, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Lamed Aleph, he just points out, in quoting this Chazon Ish, what would one of the potential ways out of the Ma'aseh Shabbos issue B. So he says maybe you could have a argument that there is Zevzeh Gorim. What's Zevzeh Gorim in the context of Maisa Shabbos? If you look in Simen Shin Yud Ches Magen Avraham Sif Katan Lamed Aleph, this is going on the Ramban, the end of Sif Tes. The Rama says that you're not allowed, talking about putting salt in a pot on Shabbos. The Rama says the H oxen to put salt even to a klisheni as long as the asalad is bow. Yamach mirtava ola bracha. But if you put salt even in a klishon, even ala esh, where you clearly violate an iser, you're still allowed to eat the food because the salt is batel to the food. So even if you put food in a klishon ala esh, which is clearly usser, even if you put salt in a kli rishon ala esh, which is clearly usser, it would still be mutter v'hana, you could eat the food afterwards, because the salt is batel. What does that mean, that the salt is batel? Says the Magen Avraham, Sifkat Lamed Aleph, Avagav demidi da'avi l'taimo lo batel, even though something which is to enhance taste is generally not batel, shani acha da'avi zev is a gorim. Here it says, "Goreim de mistama nimach gam b'erev Shabbos." This isn't the first salt that is going on this top shul on Shabbos. There's already salt before Shabbos. So to the extent that there is any benefit from the salt, it's not exclusively the salt that was put in B'Isra on Shabbos, it's also the salt that was put there on Erev Shabbos, and Zevez HaGoreim is mutter. That's why this isn't really a bittul halacha, but this is Zevez HaGoreim halacha, and that's why you could benefit from the food and eat it on Shabbos, even if there's salt that was added to Isser on Shabbos. It says Rabbi Halperin, yeah?
We're talking about salt that my mother put in, or we're talking about salt that the kashrin kind of pushed
it? No, salt for a taste, not the kashrin. So says Rabbi Halperin, maybe that's what the Chazanish meant, that there's always going to be Chil Hashem, but maybe as far as Ma'aseh Shabbos, he could have been makel that Zev Zagoreim, because there is electricity that is flowing already from before Shabbos, there are additional malachas on Shabbos, but maybe somehow that's a Zev Zagoreim situation. Says the Shvus Yitzchak, Chelek Vav, page Kuf Tzadi Beis, Chelek Vav, page Kuf Tzadi Beis, that's not really Domen. When it comes to the Melach, so there's clearly taste imparted by the Melach before Shabbos, and the Melach you put in on Shabbos doesn't necessarily add all that much. But that's not analogous to the fact that there was electricity flowing before Shabbos. If the electricity you're using now is because of Melach on Shabbos, that's not the same kind of a zeh v'zeh goreim. So why is the Chazon Ish focusing on Chil Shabbos and not on Ma'aseh Shabbos? So the Shmuel Yitzchak writes, aside from the fact that even if there was a zeh v'zeh goreim, as we'll get to the Sefer later, but Rabbi Morgenstern's son, Rabbi Saul Meir Morgenstern, author this beautiful work, HaChashmal B'Shabbos, that we'll get to in a little bit, but he just points out that Zevez HaGoreim never creates a heter l'chachila anyway, even if you could be done on benefiting from the Zevez HaGoreim situation b'di'evet. So why is the Chazon Ish focusing on Chil Hashem as opposed to Ma'aseh Shabbos? So the Shvus Yitzchak there, Rabbi Drazi, we quoted before, volume 6, chapter 19, quotes from someone who heard from the Chazon Ish that Chazon Ish said the electric companies, we'll get back to this, they claim that everything's automated on Shabbos. So people may think, based on that representation, that it's mutter. So the Chazon Ish says, he wrote, because of Chil Hashem, even if you get out of the Ma'aseh Shabbos issue, there still is a Chilul Hashem issue, even if the process was automated. In the Pe'er Hador, the five-volume biography of the Chazon Ish, volume 2, page 77-ish, he writes, he has a few pages about the Chazon Ish's position on electricity. He quotes there from the Chazon Ish that the Chazon Ish at one point remarked that if a person uses electricity on Shabbos that was created by Jews, that's like someone who's sitting Friday night in his house and learning Gemara by the light of matches that are continuously being lit by the Jew that is sitting next to him at the table. Or he says, or he said on a different occasion, that it's like someone who went to the person that murdered his mother and asked for a favor. So the electric companies, the electric power plant, they're murdering Shabbos, and we're B'nai Malachim Shomer Shabbos, and we're asking them to do us a favor. And Akedei Kach says there in the Parador that the Chazon Ish was once asked by the Slobodka Rosh Yeshiva, Yitzchak Isaac Sharp, whose Rebbetzin was not well, and they anticipated that there may be a need to have light in the room on Shabbos. So could they turn on the light before Shabbos and leave it on over Shabbos? Because of the Safi Pikuach Nefesh, that they shouldn't have to turn it on Shabbos. And the Chazon Ish said no, because if you're not going to need light, so then you violate an Isser Vaday. Isser Vaday Chil Hashem. If you'll need a light, so then you have a Heter Gomer of Pikuach Nefesh. Yeah.
So if it's automated, what's the Chil Hashem?
If it's automated, that you still have Jews in the power plant that are overseeing things and watching the process and there to intervene if anything needs intervention. That's the Chazon Ish. Shlomo Zalman, Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Beis Simen Kaf Dalet, Chelek Beis Simen Kaf Dalet. This tshuva was written in 1948, but it was only published posthumously. So Shlomo Zalman addresses this issue. So he says, if you have an electric power plant on Shabbos, where the power is being produced by Ver Aide Israel, Pasha, that is usit to be nena on Shabbos from any electricity. What happens if something was heated up with such electricity on Shabbos? So then he says it could be done on our previous discussion. Whether there's a Maisa Shabbos issue, if there's no Aveira done to the Guf Hadavar. So your heating element is heating up the food, but the Aveira we're talking about is not on the level of the heating element, it's on the level of the power plant that's providing the electricity. Then he writes, he heard Mishmei the Gavarabba, and the Gavarabba he's talking about, the Mora Shabbos points out, was Rav Dushinsky, who was the Gavad of the Eda in the early years of the Medina. He heard from a Gavarabba who was Matir using electricity that was made by Vera as long as you have another candle lit on the house. Meaning, you have some light that's not connected to the electricity source, and then once you could already read by that light, you could have other lights that are connected to the regular source of electricity, assuming that the din that we have in Reish Ayin Vav, that if you already have light in the room and enough comes and lights more lights for you, as long as you could read by the original light, you're allowed to benefit from the other light. So that assumes that that applies to Maisa Shabbos as well, which is not necessarily a muchach assumption. So Shlomo Zalman is right that that's not the case. That din is unique to Meleches Nachri, but doesn't apply to Meleches Yisrael. And the Chashmal B'Shabbat, he points out that he heard from a grandson of Dushinsky that no, the only reason Dushinsky was Mekel was because at that time in Yerushalayim, or at least he was under the impression, that time in Yerushalayim, the workers at the power plant were Nochrim, and therefore there's no concern of Maisa Shabbos per se. So then, the only issue is can you have a Nochri light candles for you? So then he was willing to be Mekel if there was another Nair already lit. So then, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, maybe you'll argue that there are cholim sheyesh ben sakana that require electricity on Shabbos, or hospitals. So maybe you'll argue that anyway, the power plant is allowed to provide electricity for the hospitals. And while it's already doing that, then you can benefit from the electricity as well. So maybe that's like the din and sif beis of shochei b'shabes l'chola, that if someone shachs beheter for chol sheish besakana, then other people can eat from the meat because he yafshar l'kazayis basar b'lo shkita. There's no ribay malacha done on behalf of the other chola, and there's no concern of shema yarbe b'shvilo. Then he says, even if you'll argue that, he says, "Benidam didan, the apolim asmam shemitakim tzvichem vade lizdaris lasa satiku and veinim chayavim klal sove." Sorry. He says, even if you'll argue that, he doesn't think it's fully true. Because when it comes to the way a power plant operates, there is marbe bishirim, and they're not making cheshbonos what malachos need to be done for the cholim versus what malachos need to be done for the entire big picture of everyone using electricity. So he concludes that really the power plant should be operated exclusively by nachrim, if the managers are willing to listen to us. And if that was the case, then even if there happened to be other Jews on the plant who were doing malachos, but lav kol kminei to aser on everyone else, as long as you have nachrim there that could be doing the malachos, so even if you have a couple Yisraelim as well milling around and they happen to do malacha, maybe lav kol kminei to aser on everyone else. Just like the Mashal, he says, let's say you went over to your friend and said, please give me ochel mitoch psolas. And your friend decides to be boer the wrong way and is boer psolas mitoch ochel and gives you the ochel. So is that going to be usher to be nana from because your friend did the malacha to that object where he could have done it beheter? See here too, as long as if you were to have predominantly Nachrim working at the plants, so even if a Yisrael happened to be there as well, since there is enough in place that it could have been done without the Yisrael, maybe there's what to be makel of it. At least if we're besupik, whether it's done like Yidei Yisrael, like Yidei Akum, so then that goes right to the Pibik Adam, Safik Pluksa, you can be makel of Maisa Shabbos. Conclusors of Azam in Sof Davar, Liniastaiti, Kaven de Litzarveno, Agadakor, Huxa, Ku, Betachana, Takoach, Jirakodish, Yushalayim, Lassus, Gam, Beshabbos, Esamalacha, Side Israel, Lachain, and Lisbo, Hapitumi, Mili, Baalma, Ashivadalan, Bibir, Gomer, Shanit, and Sa, Mayas, and Hola, the Snag, Bishabas, Yam Tobim, Gedasha, Toral, Pio, Ras, Rabbanim. Can't just take their word unless you're Mavar that they're operating Alpi Halacha. Even though it's true, Mikar Adin, maybe you don't have to ask her enough from Chashmal to Shabbos, even if it was done like Yisrael. We call Makom Yesh Ladas, Shayidei Ashima Shamim Shtam Shem Shabbos Vachashmal, Hinu Nugormim Shiakufu Shamim Sapolim Lachal Shabbos, Vekamim Luchur Hulis Aneg Vashabbos Beizara Shilas Yvashem, Koshikin Lachabitis Mikdashe Hashem, Eilu Batik Knesses Midrashas, Beorim Shayim Choshech Veloor, V'chov v'gadol v'tels al eina ya'ida l'hayar es ha'holchim v'choshach v'alech es b'or Hashem v'hayalanu l'or olam. So concludes Rosh Shlomo Zalman that even if one could theoretically construct arguments l'kula, but it's a very undesirable situation and you should do everything to avoid having to deal with such a situation on Shabbos. Ramosha, Chelet Dalet Simon Samach Dalet Os Dalet, Chelet Dalet Simon Samach Dalet Os Dalet. Ramosha has, in Eretz Yisrael, the majority of the population is Jewish. And you have to be choshesh that the workers are also Jewish. And yet, look around, Ramosha writes, that the majority of residents of Eretz Yisrael, even Talmidei Chachamim, Yerei Hashem, even Batei Knesset and Yeshivos, are makel to use electricity on Shabbos. V'rak mi'uta d'gidol li Torah v'yera no'agin b'batei Knesset. And it's only a minority that are machmir lo yaduli ikaratam. I don't understand why, meaning at face value, this is a big problem. Aval shamati ki hakol machinam lo rak b'er Shabbos, ala kol yamim shachashmal yavod v'etzem shaloi de anashim, rak shemuchanim sham anashim osaki kishis kaka. But I heard that everything's automated, and you only have people on standby in case something goes wrong. And therefore, you can rely on the fact that nothing went wrong, and there's no malacha actively being done. And there are non-Jewish workers. This is fixed fake. Maybe there's no kilkol. Even if there was a kilkol, maybe it was fixed by an achri. Then he writes, "I'll call upon him. If your wife doesn't want to be machmir to get a generator, I guess, then you don't have to be mocha." Even if you want to be from the Machmirim, who befrat, it's going to lead to Shalom Bayis problems. Adkan Dvarav. So on the Shalom Bayis front, there was a letter to the editor of the Hebrew Mishpacha a few years ago, which is a response to an article about the Shidduch crisis. And the author of the letter said, you should really consider that we should be open to intermarriages, meaning Litvish and Hasidish. And I'm happily married. I forget if she was the for the Litvish family or the Hasidish family, but I'm happily married to my husband of a different background, and you just have to compromise. So what was the compromise? She writes, we compromised on Gebrachs, and we compromised on using a generator on Shabbos. So that's where Moshe talks about Shalom Bayis. And then when we go to the in-laws, then we use regular chashmal without a generator, and we go to my parents, we eat the brachos, so the other way around. Okay. Moshe also writes, yeah.
Can Rebbe just repeat Moshe's maskana? You don't have to be machmir unless.
Well, Moshe says he doesn't understand why everyone's makel. Maybe everyone's makel because it's all automated. And you only have people there if there's a problem, and maybe there's a guy working there to fix the problem.
Meaning don't be machmir for the Shalom Bayis issues.
He says even though it's kedai to be machmir, but if your wife has a problem, then
it's too expensive type of thing.
He doesn't say.
Can I ask another question?
Yeah.
Why would nafri help? Let's say for Shalom Bayis, meaning it's still nafri is doing malacha for Yisrael.
So it's a lot. It's a lot better because, well, if you have, meaning there are enough tzrachim that you could justify amir l'nachri, meaning whatever, you can fit enough categories where ramat or amir l'nachri to justify amir l'nachri there.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then we're going to have another tshuva. Chela Dalit Simon Kuf Kaf Zayin, Chela Dalit Simon Kuf Kaf Zayin. There he writes, he doesn't understand what this idea is, that maybe you could be makel, because anyway you need electricity for the hospitals, so once you're providing electricity for the hospitals, then everyone else can use the electricity too. He says it. He doesn't understand. Number one, you don't have to supply the entire power grid in the whole country for hospitals. You can you can have a much smaller source of power for the hospital. You have a generator for the hospital. And he doesn't understand what they have to risk for having Jews work there. You have to have nachrim. Rabbi Moshe Harari from Merkaz Harav in his Kedushas HaShabbos on electricity has the Nisbach on the back, Nisbach Yud, questions that he asked Rav Yashiv. So he writes,
He asked Rav Yashiv, is not using electricity on Shabbos from the regular power source a chumra or an iser gomer medina? He said, Rav Yashiv said, it's yoser mi chumra, but he didn't want to say that it's an iser gomer medina. They said, yes, Rav Yashiv, if that's the case, then do you have to spend your life savings on buying a generator? Meaning, is there a financial point at which you can say it's not necessary? So Rav Yashiv said, Levu alive ani pareya, that anyway, Tzarkei Shabbos is a different cheshbon. You don't have to worry about the money. In the Shvus Yitzchak, he quotes from Rav Yashiv that someone was once talking in front of Rav Yashiv about someone that was using regular electricity in the Shabbos based on some rabbi that was not here. And Rav Yashiv said that it's incompatible to be a Ben Torah and to use electricity on Shabbos, because the Chazon Ish said it's Aser, and the Ben Torah has to deal with the Chazon Ish. Okay. Now, it would be a lot easier to deal with if everything was automated. So is that the case? There's a tshuva of Rabbi Ezra Batsri, one of the prominent dayanim of the Bati Din Rabbayim a generation ago. Sozai Gesund. Author of Dine Bavinus, Dine Ishus, Shuvas Shari Ezra Chelik Aleph Simon Kaf Beis, Chelik Aleph Simon Kaf Beis, published in 1978. So I found this through Rabbi Jachter as a nice little article in Electricity and Shabbos that was printed in one of his earlier volumes, and he just came out with a book on electricity, so it was reprinted there. So he quotes this Shuvas Rabbi Batsri. So he writes, if this was published in 78, so sometime before that, he writes that his orientation was that you could be Mako, and that was further supported by a visit that he made to the electric power factory in Ashdod, where they reviewed the entire system, and the director there answered his questions. And he says, Rabbi Batsri, that there's more room to be Mako now than in the past, because everything is automatic, and whatever requires malacha is done by... There are no Jews doing active malacha to feed the power supply. Even though it's better to be machmir, but machmir tavol abracha, but there's what to the Mekel of that. Then this book that I just discovered this week, HaChashmal B'Shabbas, Rabbi David Morgenstern's son, Rabbi Saul Meir Morgenstern, he writes that he spent years researching this topic, and he's convinced that whoever writes that the process is automated is misinformed, and even those people that went to inspect plants and were shown an automated process were misled, because the Pekidim and the Minalim of the power plants know what answers the Rabbanim want to hear. And he says, it's not true, Ladam. There's no automation. How are the power plants, how do they function? So he writes that currently about half of power is supplied from natural gas, which is harvested off the coast of Ashdod, and then processed initially on barges there off the coast, and then it's piped into Ashdod. He says, at any given time, there are 50 to 100 workers on the barges processing, filtering, harvesting the natural gas, working in 12-hour shifts. And then you have the pipes that bring it to Ashdod, and there are more workers working there for the final purification or refinement of the gas, also working around the clock. And then it's moved into turbines that are working as necessary. Plus, he says,
that any time they need to do any tikkunim or work on the system, that's always done dafka on Shabbos because general usage demand is lower on Shabbos. So that's the natural gas. And the rest of electricity is created through coal, which is brought on large trucks to the power plants. And as Rabbi, the author of the Shvus Yitzchak, writes in his kuntres here, and I think I saw this in another kuntres also, I forget the name of the author, that the coal-based power plants only have enough capacity to run for 8 hours at a time. And they only hold enough coal for 8 hours at a time. So on Shabbos, they're bringing trucks of new coal to feed the system on Shabbos. Plus, they point out that turbines are shut off and on routinely based on supply, based on demand, in order to save money. So they may shut off a turbine in one location and turn on another one in a closer location in order to save money based on the demand. So he argues that based on his research, there are many malachos, deraisa, and derabanan being done on a regular basis on Shabbos. It is not at all automated. And any malachos done are far in excess of anything that is necessary for the benefit of cholim and hospitals. So in this kuntres, written by the author of the Shvus Yitzchak, he writes that in 2008, the mankal of the electric company, Mr. Uri Ben Nun, made a suggestion that, or a proposal, that they would hire 150 non-Jewish workers for Shabbos, who would work alongside the 750 Jewish workers that work on an average Shabbos. So he asked to meet with Rav Yashiv to discuss whether there is a way of fixing things in such a fashion that would make the Torah community comfortable. So they had meetings, but he writes that the fruits of the meeting will have to wait for Yemos HaMashiach, because the electric company had three conditions that were non-starters. That number one, not all malachos would be done by Nachrim. Number two, that anything that needs to be done, even though there'll be Nachrim present, they won't stop any yourself from doing the malacha. And number three, they would only consider implementing these changes once Rav Yashiv instructs the entire Torah world to stop using generators and start using the regular power grid on Shabbos. So that was a non-starter. He says Rav Yashiv referred to that as asking for the dowry before providing the chasam. So that was the end of those negotiations. But he writes, in terms of the metzias, that there are 150 hadlakot, meaning 150 turning ons of turbines and the like every Shabbos. And of those 150, 120 are done only for economic financial considerations, not because of usage, meaning they turn on and off based on demand in order to save money. Whereas in theory, at least the gas, the natural gas-driven power plants could be automated, but in practice, they're not, at least partially for financial considerations. They claim that if they were to leave everything automated, then it would cost an extra $6 to $8 million a year, and if you're willing to find a donor to foot that cost, they would consider changing things. And same thing with the coal-based electric plants, where they could only run for 8 hours at a time. So the committee asked, why can't you create a plant that can run for 28 hours at a time or 50 hours at a time for Yontif? But they were not willing to consider that. So he writes that full automation is not practical at this point. He writes that he was told by the professionals that their only fully automated electric plant in the world is in Germany, and their electricity costs twice as much. My friend Rabbi Josh Fluke told me that he spoke to someone who knows the Metzius in Boca, who told him that in Boca everything's automated. I don't know what the standard is in America, but I don't know if this is accurate. But he says, bottom line, almost nothing is automated, and therefore we're back where we started in terms of the concerns with Maisa Shabbos and worse when it comes to using electricity on Shabbos. He writes that in the past, prior to the mid-80s, people were under the impression, or the early 90s, sorry, people were under the impression that things were automated, they were being misled. And then after 1992, the truth began to come out. So I had always been under the impression, or I had been under the impression, that a lot, that the issues raised by the post-war generation two ago were less relevant now because more things were automated. But if these representations of Rabbi Morgenstern and the Shvus Yitzchak and others are correct, that nothing's automated and all these malachas are happening on Shabbos, then this is a major concern without a very easy solution. Even Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef in this letter here writes that even though he acknowledges that he has kulas in the Yafi Yosef, but he says his father, Rav Avadia, in practice was machmir, even though Rav Avadia also has kulas in the Yafi Omer, in practice he was machmir himself, not to use electricity from the regular source on Shabbos. So, whereas I've been previously under the impression that this was like the Chazanish B'nai Brak Chumra to use a generator on Shabbos, but it seems that it's practice of B'nai Brak, practice in among Yerushalmim and many other elements of the Torah community, definitely the Haredi community in Eretz Yisrael, especially the Messiah that's reflected over here, is accurate. But a lot of this seems to be a machlokas and metzias, and I can't objectively tell you what the facts are. I haven't discussed this or asked Rabbi Willig or Schechter what their thoughts are. Rabbi Willig's in London now, and Schechter's in Eretz as well. But Od Chazal and Lamboy. Yeah?
That's how to ask for Schechter.
Okay.
What about water on Shabbos in Eretz
Yisrael? Ah, so he has another chapter in the end about water. I didn't read that yet. I'm not familiar with the Metzius, so maybe if I have time, I'll look at it.
The Grinders don't use water on Shabbos.
Say it again?
The Grinders don't use water on Shabbos.
So I don't know what the Metzius is, but if I get to it, I'll try to have a look. Yeah.
So everybody's not fit to spend Shabbos in the right community? Is that the...
Haven't seen my sister as a generator in Ramat Beit Shemesh. But I've only, I guess as of the last 2 days, all things being equal, unless I find out otherwise, it sounds like there's a much more compelling reason to be machmir. But many in that neighborhood have, it's not usually not the neighborhood, but many have generators. Yeah.
How do you define doing a melacha, like in terms of like doing it for the hospital? So, once they have a certain like power grid or whatever, like getting enough anami, they could have made like a different system.
Right.
But once that system is in place, so let's say not like turning it on and turning it off, things like that, but just like the functioning of that, which is necessary for the hospital to properly function because Like you probably need, I assume, I don't know if this is true, but like you probably need the entire plant to be working for a given hospital that's supplied by that to function. So then doing like ancillary things which produces more energy than is needed for that hospital in itself, is that considered?
So if there are more malachas done than yes, the way he presents it, there's a lot going on there that, meaning even he says, let's say for the hospital itself. So if you have electricity being supplied and then you turn it off and then turn it on again with a different turbine, that's not mutter. I mean, it's not mutter with Tzorech Pikuach Nefesh to blow out the candle for the chol and then light another candle because you want to save the wax.
Yeah.
Is there also this variability with coal, or is that always consistent regardless how many people are using
it? No, there's variability there also. The same kind of variability. That's what it sounds like. Okay. So let's move on now to Vishal. Shin Yuches Se'if Gimel. So Vishal Daraisa means cooking Al Yidei Eish, or what the Gemara refers to as Toldos Ha'or, which is something that was heated up by fire. So Eish means cooking on the fire mamish. Toldos Ha'or, which is Toldos Ha'eish, means cooking using something that itself was heated up directly from the fire. That's Eish and Toldos Ha'or. And then it's Mavur from the Gemara Lamed Tes Amud Aleph and the Mishnah Kuf Mevav Amud Beis that everyone would agree that it's mutter to cook b'chama. So cooking ala Eish is Bishol. Cooking with Toldos Ha'or is Bishol. Cooking in the sun, meaning you put an egg directly in the sun, that is mutter. But the Tanaim dispute in the Mishnah Lamechas Amud Beis, what about Toldos Ha'chama? So Toldos Ha'or, that's a Malacha Daraisa. Chama is Hetzer Gomer. What about Toldos Ha'chama? Toldos Ha'chama, let's say you have a sudr that was heated up in the sun, and then you put an egg on that sudr and that cooks the egg. So Arbi goes there, Toldos Ha'chama, Atu Toldos Ha'or. Toldos Ha'or is Daraisa, Chama is Hetzer Gomer. But Toldos Ha'or approximates, looks like Toldos Ha'chama approximate, looks like Toldos Ha'or. So Arbi goes here, Toldos Ha'chama, Atu Toldos Ha'or. That's Machlokas Tanayim on Lamechas, Misha Lamechas on the base. Toldos Ha'chama, even if it's us, it's only a Durabanan. That's clear. It's a Xera Atu Toldos Ha'or. Toldos Ha'or is Duraisa. Toldos Ha'chama is no worse than Durabanan. And Lalacha, we paskin that Toldos Ha'chama is Aser. Rambam Perikav Beis Halachates. Perikav Beis Halachates. And that's what we have here in Sif Gimel. Kishem she'aser levashel ba'or, kach aser levashel b'toldos ha'or, kegon liten beitza b'tzad kedera, over shavar al sudr shehucham ba'or, kidei shetitzla. So toldos ha'or would be, you have a sudr that's heated up over the fire, or you have a kedera that's heated up on the fire and you touch the active side of it, that's toldos ha'or, toldos ha'esh. Fafil b'toldos chama, kegon b'sudr shehucham b'chama aser, zeiratu toldos ha'or. And we paskin that Toldos Ha'chama is aser b'dirbanan as well, zera atu toldos ha'or. Now what is the nature of Bishul B'chama, that Bishul B'chama is heter gamur even l'chatchila? So Rebbe Chanan assumes, kovitz shiurim ksubis os reish beis, ksubis os reish beis. Rebbe Chanan assumes that this is a Kola Torah Kula definition of a Bishul. That when you cook something in the sun, that's not called Bishul. And that's relevant not only to Shabbos, it's relevant to Basar B'Cholof. So when Rashi writes on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph,
Dira Maskal Deshari, that Bishul B'cham is mutter de ein derech bishul of b'kach. It's not derech bishul. So B'chanu assumes that means it's not derech bishul b'chol ha-Torah kula. So it's not bishul for Shabbos, it's not bishul for basar b'chalav. So if you're to cook basar b'chalav, basar b'chalav b'chama, that would be pater. And basar b'chalav would still be nisa d'rabbanan because of the nature of basar b'chalav. But on a derisa level, cooking basar b'chalav b'chama would not be bishul, because ein derech bishul b'kach, so it's not just a Shabbos halacha, it's a kol ha-Torah kula halacha. Rav Moshe has a different approach. Chela Gimel Simen Nun Beis. Chela Gimel Simen Nun Beis. Moshe writes, Ela Kavanasam, Da'af De'ein Lahachshiv De'lav Derech Malachahu Levashel Bechama Dim Ein Lo Eitzim V'hu Davar Misbashel Bechama Yivashlu B'chama. So it is conceivable that if a person had no choice and the only way of cooking something would be to put it in the sun, he may do that. But since that's not the norm, a person wouldn't usually cook B'chama. Because it's so not the derech to cook the chama, so that is so far removed from any tzura of bishul that was done b'mishkan that we're not gozer even midrabanan, and it's not even a talada and not even an iser derabanan. So fundamentally, it could be bishul, but ein derech bishul b'kach means in Hilchos Shabbos, because it's so not the norm, it wasn't included in any extended category of bishul b'Shabbos in any extended melacha. So then Rav Moshe writes, in Kain b'ha microwave oven, shetov levashel bo. When it comes to microwaves, a microwave could be very effective at cooking. The elu sheyesh lem tanur kazeh mishamshim bo yoser mibishol debeish, and people may prefer using a microwave for its convenience to cooking on a flame. This is a Rav Moshe writing in 1971. Umashalim is pashtu tanurim elu adayin, so why aren't they so widely used? Mishum de lo masu adayin harbe tanurim, because it's not widely marketed. Ukishayu mitsuyin, vadi isham shabem kuli alma, the ha hu yosir tov. So Rav Moshe the Navi predicts in 1971 that once microwaves flood the market, then everyone's going to use a microwave because they're good to use. I remember when microwaves became popular in the 80s, our family was, I think, one of the last to get one because my mother-in-law, Shalom, was concerned about radiation. But be that as it may, so Rav Moshe writes, it's as good, if not better, than regular cooking. So if that's the case, even if you would have argued in terms of how to categorize a microwave, then maybe it should be told as a chama, because there are rays or waves, so that's more analogous to chama. So it's not chama mamish. So I would have called it told as a chama. Told as a chama would only be asid rabbanan. But he says no. Vadi esh lemelech mibishul deor dahayah b'mishkan v'chashiv es tolada shul lechol adinim ka'ab the bishul idei or l'iser l'chiyuski l'chater. No, cooking a microwave is a malacha deraisa, because this is a normal form of bishul. So again, Rav Moshe thinks that fundamentally, bishul b'chama is not
when Rashi says it's not derech bishul b'kach, it means it's not the normal way of cooking, and that's why the chama mamish should be mutter on Shabbos, because it's so far removed from any cooking that existed in Mishkan. But that's not definitional. It's not that it's definitionally not bishul, and therefore, if you have a tzir of, let's say, a toldos sachama that looks like toldos sachama, but it's the real derech bishul, then that may end up being a mulacha daraisa.
So let's say it became derech to cook bechamas. So I'm getting great sauce.
If it became the derech to cook bechama,
kind of like she does Rashi by Svita.
She does Rashi by
Svita. Then by Tutim Berigonim.
Oh, okay. Maybe in a Hanami. Okay, maybe in a Hanami.
Has been Mishkan.
I'm sorry?
Has it been the Mishkan?
Well, no. So then it would be, if it becomes a Dera, so maybe that makes it enough to be the Mishkan. You say the reason it's not doing the Mishkan at all is because no one would cook in that fashion as the as a matter of course. Yossi.
Would the implication be from Rav Chanan that he would argue and be Nigel by Makriv? Or just, because even though it is like a wave type of energy, it's not the same.
So you could make that argument, but if you were to assume that it's all the same, so then he may argue, but you could make that argument that, well, we'll get to it, that maybe a microwave is not good with chama, right? Here? Okay. There's an Igle Tau, Sif Mem Dalet Os Aleph in Ofer. Igle Tau thinks that Bishul Chama, or the reason that the Eder of Bishul B'Kach, or the reason that Bishul B'Chama is not a malach at all, is because the Bishul effective B'Chama is qualitatively inferior. It's not that, it's not just the Derech, but the product doesn't reflect a real act of Bishul. Now, another nafkamina here may relate to whether you say bishul, is there bishul or kabishul? It's if you cook something first in a microwave and then do real bishul, would you say ein bishul or kabishul? With the Pima Gadim, Shevet Alevi raises that question. Chelek Yud Simen Samach Beis. Chelek Yud Simen Samach Beis. With the Pima Gadim, that he quotes, Mishmas of Zav, Shin Yuches of Katan Vav, Shin Yuches of Katan Vav. Nistapakti says, Prima Gadim, Bishul B'chame Tveria, the Toldas Chama, in Mevashel Akrikach B'chame or in Chayiv. So if a person was Mevashel either Chame Tveria or Toldas Chama, and then he cooked B'chame or, which is real Bishul, are you chayev? The yera de paterhu, the kvar nispal de bishulo the efshar mutar lagamri. So even though the first act was an act of toldos sachama, but it already affected a bishul, so then you would say ein bishul achar bishul. So the Mor Shabbos points out Simon Yitzayin Funo Mem Gimel, that should be totally on this question. Do we view bishul lachama as bishul or not, according to the Igle Tal, that it's qualitatively inferior, that the product of bishul b'chama is not the same as normal bishul, so then there's no bishul done b'mitzias, or an insufficient bishul done b'mitzias, and the next bishul is the first bishul, then you don't say in bishul achar bishul, that's not called in bishul achar bishul. If fundamentally it is bishul, just, it's not derech bishul b'kach, but qualitatively, the act is still an act of bishul, then you could entertain ein bishul achar bishul. Rabbi Karr, of course, from Yashiv, what Yossi was saying, that it could be the assumption here that a microwave is toldos achama is wrong. That maybe it's really toldos aish, because even though there are waves that are emitted
when you use a microwave, but that all starts because of the electrical connection. So maybe I really view that as told as an age because it is connected to the electricity, which itself is age. Okay.
So, I mean, could you then get like a working definition of Toldos R as like artificially generated heat? Would that be like a...
So, you mean Toldos Acham or Toldos R?
Toldos R.
Toldos
R. As opposed to naturally...
No, well, if I wrap a sudur on a keder al gabe esh and then put an egg in that sudur, that's Toldos R. It's not, I wouldn't call that artificially...
It would have to come, I don't know of any, it would have to come from an esh source.
Right.
Rather than
okay, we'll stop here for today. And now we're full throttle ahead in Simen Shin Yud Ches. Okay, we'll cover Beer Sunday. Yes, we have a quorum. I'm sorry? Okay, who will be here Sunday? Shia Samecha Varish Asasacha Urim. Okay. That's right.
Thanks.